The camp that we're in now, some great surroundings. The FA always look after the media personnel very well. Great facilities, even things like a very good internet connection. Which, believe me, within South Africa, not really a lot of that. But looking in terms of how South Africa has prepared for this World Cup in general, it's everywhere. Signs are everywhere that this World Cup is coming. One of the phrases that I've heard a lot. This is it. It is here. Well, not quite. Not quite. Couple of days yet. Once in a lifetime is another one that they've been saying. You really can't. You can almost not put into words how much this tournament means to the people of this nation. One of the things I would say about Rustenburg is that it's very big, and there are very big spaces between everything. Where we are here at the Royal Bafokeng Sports Campus is about 5 kilometers down the road from where the match will be taking place on Saturday night at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium. The stadium, by the way, a stunning sight, particularly at night when the match will take place, completely lit up. Looks a stunning sight. South Africans tend to regard, from what I've kind of experienced so far, distances. They tend to massively underestimate distances. If you're told something is 10 kilometres down the road, double it easily. The stadium yesterday, the Moruleng Stadium, where England played the Platinum Stars, was a long, long distance out of Rustenburg, probably 45 minutes to an hour. And that was certainly not what we were expecting regarding the weather. As much as it's going to be very nice during the day, it might get to a little bit of a chill at the night time, by the time the game kicks off. A light jacket, a jumper is gonna help. Is gonna help. Make sure you've got your tickets, obviously. There's gonna be tight security around these games. And you're gonna need to be able to show these tickets more than once, I think. And one of the things as well, I mean, as much as made about security and we're all told that we go to South Africa and this, that and the other's gonna happen. Certainly in Rustenburg, a low crime rate. Never once have I felt threatened so far in those terms. Certainly, take sensible precautions. Be alert. Be vigilant. One of the phrases I saw was one of the phrases I've read was something like, "Be vigilant, but don't be paranoid. Not everybody is out to rob you." And I think the people of Rustenburg are really trying to make this an enjoyable experience for everyone who's coming. Now, bear in mind, this is not just England and the USA here. There are many other countries who are going to be doing things here at some point. We saw a little bit of the or one of my colleagues was stuck behind the Portugal team bus a number of days ago. So Portugal are doing things in and around here. So Rustenburg, it's going to be welcoming. But yeah, I think the key advice is to make sure that you allow a lot of time for getting from A to B because this is a big place.